For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
I want you to write and document your expectations.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
If you are done, you can be on your feet with your expectation, present it to God.
Breathe your name upon me, breathe. Breathe your name upon me, breathe. Breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are here before you. Everybody here coming to this conference, Zion 2020. These are our expectations. On that paper, people wrote physical healing, emotional situations, spiritual cases. Trusting for the hand and the manifestation of your power. I prophesy over everything you have documented, anything that is your expectation, that the breath of God will come upon it right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon anything you have written and you have said in your heart as an expectation, trusting God for. In the whole of this conference, the morning and the evening session, morning and evening session till the vigil, anything you are trusting God for, Father, in the name of Jesus, you have called and you have never called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Every of their expectations, I prophesy their manifestations in the name of Jesus. I decree that angels will be released in the direction of your need, be they physical, spiritual, emotional, and solace. That in the name of Jesus, the hand of God will move in your direction, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Anybody that needs to rise for the manifestation of your expectations, I command them to rise for you in the name of Jesus. And anyone holding any of the things you have written down from happening, I declare by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost that your hands are broken off your expectations in the name of Jesus. Every one of you being a part of this conference will have a reason to testify. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you because we are here for a life-changing transformation. Thank you for what you are set to do. We give you all the praise. Holy Spirit, take over. We thank you for your awesome presence. Receive all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We can take our seat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you excited to be around? Hallelujah. I want to welcome everyone for coming. Thank you for coming. Praise God. And I believe the fact that you are here means you had and you are still having an expectation for God to do something. I am sure and confidently sure that God will bless you for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Being part of this conference will be a memorial for a life that an encounter that will change your life forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. Hallelujah. Okay, let me just welcome them now before 23. Hallelujah. One of our guest ministers, Reverend Tom Doro David, hallelujah, all the way from Auchi, is the presiding pastor and the founder of Soteria Vision International in Auchi. He has been my friend, hallelujah. He has been my destiny friend, somebody that God has given to me, hallelujah. He's been my friend, somebody that can watch my back, hallelujah. Very anointed. He was my president when I was in campus. Hallelujah. My president was my prayer coordinator, then my president. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much. And then I have right here my childhood friend, Evangelist John Outer. Hallelujah. Also one of our guest ministers around for the conference. All of them are loaded ministers, people with the grace of God upon their lives. And I believe they will do us good in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we have Pastor Babatunde all the way from Abuja. Hallelujah. A pastor with unseekable act of God. Praise God. And I believe God will bless us all in Jesus' name. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Hallelujah. This is a prayer I'm going to pray for you according to the word of God. We have two texts for this text. Wholeness. I will pray and then you will say amen. Do you hear me? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you say amen to that prayer? Let me pray it once again. I pray for you that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly in the name of Jesus. I pray that your spirit, your soul, and your body all will be preserved blameless. And this is our second text for the script for this conference. Now, this is an information on how God is going to answer this prayer that I've prayed for you. Praise God. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. According as his divine power hath given, hath. Is that hath? Is it hath that is there? Presence, past tense, or past participle. Which one? Past tense, right? That means God has already what? Given unto us what? All things that what? Unto life and godliness. True what? Alright, I want all of us to read it together from the first to the last. 1, 2, 3, go. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him
that hath called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Now, all the whole thing that God will be doing to you will happen through knowledge. Are we together? Through what? Knowledge and information. That is why we have the fivefold minister that God has called to equip us according to Ephesians 4:13. Hallelujah. We have evangelism. We have a lot of men of God. All of them. And all we'll be doing there is to equip you with knowledge on how all the things that God will do for you will happen. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome a lot of you that have traveled from far to be here. I'm seeing many people in the audience that have traveled from far. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. So all we are here is to give you information. Hallelujah. On how to be whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And I believe you will value the information. Hallelujah. Information is key to life. The Bible is clear. It says, unto life and godliness, through the way to have it is through the knowledge. All together. Once you know, you have them. Once you know what is available in your spirit, in your soul, and your body, what it takes to be whole, three, balanced. Once you know it, it is yours because he has already given it. All you need is the knowledge on how to receive it. Is that correct? Come on, is that correct? If you have never cashed a check before and I've given you a blank check, you need to know how to write a blank check. Is that not true? You need to know how to go to the bank and collect your cash. So the check is written and signed. So all we do is to give you the information and then you will take what is truly yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever is your expectation that will happen in the name of Jesus. Now, why do we have to look at wholeness? First of all, wholeness means entire. When something is whole, will mean it is entire. It is sound. It is uninjured. It is healthy and it is complete. Are we together? It means it is entire, totally complete and whole. We mean it is sound. It is mint. Hallelujah. Clean. It is uninjured. There is no scratch, no injury. Are we together? Very neat. Whole part of this is neat and clean. And then we mean it is also healthy. No disease, no virus, no sickness. It is healthy. That means your body is whole. That means your body is healthy. Is that correct? Your soul is whole means your soul is healthy. Your spirit is whole means your spirit is what? Healthy. And then the final meaning of wholeness is also to be complete. You are complete physically. You are complete emotionally and you are complete spiritually. How many of you want to be complete physically? Complete in your soul and complete in your mind and the spirit. That is the aim of this conference. Hallelujah. I will be arming you with information and as you apply them and as I apply them into my life, all of us will materialize to levels of wholeness and we become perfect. We are in the physical, you are healthy and your mind is correct and your spirit is aflame and aghast for God. Hallelujah. And I believe God will do us good in the name of Jesus Christ. So why do we have to look at this topic? The first reason is God desires us to be whole. It is the first reason why we have to look at wholeness is because God has desired it and instructed us to be whole. We just saw in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that God sanctify us body, soul, and spirit. It is God's desire that his children are spiritually aflame and their mind is correct and their body is healthy. Did you hear that? It is the will of God that you are physically healthy and then you are thinking correctly. The Bible says God has given us what? A sound mind. Is that correct? Yes. And you are emotionally not perturbed. And then your spirit is also sound for God. That is the will of God for you and for me. That we are complete all around. Not that you are financially buoyant and your spirit is low. Not that you are spiritually on fire and your mind is low. But every aspect of your life is complete and whole. That is the will of your father and my father. And all of us will inherit it in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two reason why we have to look at this as a whole team all through the conference is deficiency in an area of you affects the expected overall optimum performance. I'll come again. A deficiency in any area of you affect the expected and overall optimum performance. James chapter 3 verse 6. And then Ephesians chapter 4:15 down to 16. James 4:6. Hallelujah. When one part of you is wrong, it affects the rest. Are we together? Now, if your body is not healthy, it affects your spirit. True or yes? If your mind is not correct, it affects your spirit and affects your body. And if your spirit is not whole, it affects your soul. Do you understand what I mean? So deficiency is one, will affect your overall optimum performance. Now, James chapter 3 verse 6, hallelujah. And then Ephesians chapter 5, 4 from verse 15 down to 16. James 3 verse 6. The Bible says, and the tongue is a fire and a wall of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiled the whole what? Body. And set it on fire the course of nature. What this is telling us, that this your tongue alone, just small part of your mouth, can affect your whole body. That true? Come, is it true? That means a problem with your tongue will have an effect on your overall performance. A deaf man doesn't function effectively as a complete human being. Is it true? That means a deficiency in his hearing capacity affects his optimum performance. Somebody that is lame doesn't function optimally. It affects his walking pace. Is that true? Somebody that cannot talk affects his optimum functioning as a human being. He may not be able to communicate effectively his desires and his wants. So a deficiency in an aspect of you will affect you. You will be able to perform, but you will not perform optimally. Do you understand? Yes. You'll be able to produce 40%, 50%, but you'll be able to produce 100% if you are completely whole. True? Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 15 to 16. And then 1 Corinthians 12, 17. Hallelujah. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Yes, verse 16 now. It's on? Okay. For whom the whole body fitly joins together and compacted by that which every joint what? Supply. Now this is very, very important. Every part of us has a supply to the body. Is it true? There is a role that the hands play that the eyes cannot play. There is a role that your tongue plays or your eyes plays that not part of. So your eye is supporting visuality or ability to see. Your nose, you can smell. Your mouth, you can eat. So everyone supplies a function. Now, if there is a deficiency in any of them, it affects our whole body and whole performance. True? Yes. So we need to be whole. Hallelujah. Another reason why we have to look at this topic, final reason, is that wholeness will help us to be the best of use to humanity. Wholeness, when you are complete, you will be able to be the best of use to humanity. You will be the best of use to yourself. And you will ultimately be the best of use to God. Hallelujah. When you see a mad person, it means his mind is not thinking correctly. Is that true? Is that true? That means his soul is not functioning correctly. He's useless to himself first. He's a nuisance to the society. Is that true? Is there a function that a madman is performing for God? So, you see? Now, only his body is still functioning. All of them are very, very healthy. Very, very sound. Their body is functioning, but their mind is not functioning. So, they're not even useful to themselves, not the environment. So, you'll be at best of use to yourself when you are functioning at your optimum. How many are interested in knowing how to be whole and interested in this conference? Is that correct? We have the reasons to look at this. How to be whole, all rounded and all balanced. So that you not only be a tongue speaking person and spiritually charged. And then when we look at you in the physical, you are a complete prayer point. But yet you are a spiritual giant. You can pray in tongues for 72 hours. And you have been doing that for 20 years or 10 years. But when we look at you around physically, you are not whole. I'll get up. And then you can be looking physically neat and clean, but your mind is not correct. You are thinking backward. And then your mind can be educated and be a professor, but your spirit is like a baby, not grown. The slightest people can make you run mad altogether. So we need to be all balanced. So every other time I will be coming up, I will look at spiritual, soul, and the body. Hallelujah. And then the other men of God will look at different aspects on wholeness. And then by the end of this conference will be culminated at a point where you'll be able to be balanced. Every day, physically sound. Your mind is correct. When we hear you, we know your mind is thinking very well. How do you get that? And then when we give you an opportunity to display your spiritual content, you will have something tangible to deliver. You will not be an easy victim for the devil. Praise God. So today we look at spiritual wholeness. That will be our topic for this evening. Spiritual wholeness. We'll be focusing on the spirit. Hallelujah. Spiritual wholeness. How do you get your spirit to be whole, to be sound? Praise God. How do you get, we'll be starting at that point at the foundation, praise God. How do you get your spirit to be sound? How will you be able to be sound spiritually? I want to tell some facts about this, your spirit man. The first thing I want you to understand is facts about your spirit man. The real you or the real me is a spirit being, having all our five senses intact. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16. The real you, the real me standing is my spirit man. All together? The real me standing here, that is, I am principally a spirit, I have a soul and I live in a body. Is that correct? Now that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit where? In our what? In our inner man. When you read 1 Corinthians, is it 2 Corinthians 4:16, the Bible is talking about the inner man and the outward man. What that means is there is somebody that looks like me and is really the me in the spirit man. Praise God. In Luke 16 verse 23, the Bible was talking about Lazarus, and the rich man when they both died and were in heaven. The Bible said the rich man in hell looked up and he saw Lazarus and he recognized him. And don't forget that it was the spirit of Lazarus that was in hell. Is that correct? That means the Lazarus in heaven was the same the way he was on earth. He didn't change. Did you understand that? That means the way he was on earth, that is the way, that means my spirit looks like me. My spirit doesn't have a pot belly. My spirit is like me. Do you understand? So when you bring out my spirit man, it looks exactly like me. So there is an inner man. This is what we call the outward man. All together? So you are primarily a spirit. What you need to understand, and you must say it yourself often, you must understand that you are not this body. You are primarily your spirit. All together? Number two I want us to understand is, if the spirit man is whole, every other aspect can be fixed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 and then Proverbs 18:14. If your, these are facts about your spirit man. Once your spirit man is whole, complete and healthy, every other aspect of you can be corrected. I wish this will be stamped in your mind and in your spirit. All together. If your spirit man is healthy, the Bible says, for which God we fear not, but though our outward man what? Perish. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. All together. So physically you look like you're degenerating. But in your inner man, if it is being strengthened, you will overcome. Proverbs 18:14. Let's see something. Proverbs, so once your spirit man is whole, now, the next one will be looking at your soul and your body can be fixed. The spirit of a man will what? Sustain his infirmity, not his soul, not his body, your spirit man, altogether. If your spiritual capacity is sound, your mind will be corrected. You will think about the right thing. You will go for healthy information. You will only assess healthy things and then physically your body will be correct. So once you can fix your spirituality, forget about your physical circumstance, they will change. Do you understand? Once you can fix your spirituality, forget about your mind, your emotions, they'll be corrected. So fundamentally, what is important is the wholeness of your spirit. Once we can address that today, every other thing will work for good. All together. Because the state of your capacity of your spirit determines what you can handle in the physical and your mind. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Hallelujah. What makes a young girl cry and commit suicide? Somebody else will face times 10. But because of their spiritual capacity, they will smile and pass. Is that true? What will make you weep? Somebody can just say, this is just a loophole, just match as if nothing exists. Because their spirit is sound. So once your spirit is sound, everyone can be fixed. That is why you must pursue spirituality at all costs. Are we together? And then number three I want us to understand is when the spirit man dominates you an own area of your life, somebody can be said or called spiritual according to scriptures. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. Yes, say I to you that when somebody should fall, you that are spiritual, hallelujah, should correct them. First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 also. But let's have Romans chapter 8 from verse 5 to 6. Bible says, once you are, there are carnal people and there are spiritual people. Which one do you have now? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of what? The next verse. For to be what? Carnally minded, physically minded is death. It's guarantee you will die. Hallelujah. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you can see that when you are focused on spiritual, and the Bible refers to you as spiritual. There are people who call spiritual because when we look at them, this one is always speaking in tongues, always worshiping, always talking about King James English. That's true. This one is spiritual brother, spiritual sister. And you see, is that not true? But because when you see that, when you meet them, they don't talk about the governor of one state, hallelujah. And they don't talk about football. You see, anytime you meet them, it's Bible, church, this one is spiritual brother. Why? Because most times they are focused on the things of the spirit. I'm not saying really that's what spirituality is. You get that? But really to be focused on the spirit will mean the Bible refers to you as a spiritual person. You are not moved by what you can see. Are we together? Yes. The fourth thing I want us to understand is once your spiritual life dies, all other things start to die. Once your spirituality is death, every other thing about your life starts to die. James chapter 2 verse 26, please. James 2 26. You will notice that in life, check people at the top and people that are growing up. I'll do that. James 2, for as the body without the spirit is death. This is telling you that once your spirit leaves your body in the physical now, we declare your body to be dead. Is that correct? I did one experiment one day. Can you just lift your hand like this and just move it? How did you do that? Now, which part of you moved your hand? Is it your spirit, your soul, or your body? Which one? Which part of you moved your hand? Because if you are dead and everything on the floor, that physical body can't move itself. You true? What is moving this fan is the electricity that we cannot see. Once we turn it off, it stops moving automatically. Is that true? As a believer, as a Christian, once you start backsliding, every, in capital letter, area of your life start dying. Your relationship will start dying. Your physical health, your cells, your tissues, your organ, and your system will start to malfunction. So now, when a virus enter a body and a system, how to get up? So once your spirituality and your spirit man is affected, you must know that every area will die. You may start to use your mind, but you are still dead. It will eventually die. So you must focus and put all your energy to maintain a state of spirituality. Don't forget, I'll give us the key today. How to get up? I'm not trying to tell you some fact about your spiritual man and the importance so that you'll be able to understand what we are going to. How to get up? So you must focus on your spirituality. Don't forget about how you look. Hallelujah. Physical health is very important. As you are taking care of your physical body, educating your mind, emotion, you are becoming emotionally stable. All of them are variables dependent on your spiritual stamina. All together. All of them are variables dependent. So once your spirituality dies, once you begin to notice you don't want to pray, you don't want to study, you don't want to worship, know that your life is dying. In the physical, you may be making more money because you are no longer praying the way you should do and you are doing business and money is coming in. But know that you will die. One crash can wipe everything you have made. All together. One disease can wipe everything out. So once your spirit man is dead, say with me, my spirit man, open and hear this word today. I want you to be very, very attentive. Hallelujah. Because the aim of this conference is not a business seminar. It's focused on your spirit man. We don't have money to give you. But what we have is to put something in your spirit. And that thing can produce everything physical. All together. Once we can put it in your spirit, the physical must obey. Like we just showed that the physical always obey the spiritual. What's your spirit? Forget your body. You can tell your body you are not sick and the body must obey. Hope you know that. You can train your body in a certain way. You can train your mind to think in a particular way. A man trains his brain to be able to write with two sides of the hand. What's brain training? How together? So your spiritual capacity is very, very important. Now, without the body, we have said this, that without the spirit, your body is death, and then your soul is useless. Is that correct? We've said that, is that correct? Now, finally, before we look at benefit of spiritual wholeness, is we primarily serve God and worship God in our spirit. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, and then Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Hallelujah. We may do physical activities in service, but our service is primarily from our spirit man. Furthermore, we have had the hard fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto what? The Father of spirits and live. Romans 1:9. Don't forget John chapter 4 from verse 23 down to 24 says that God is a spirit and they that will worship him, they that will serve him, those that will be leaned to him must do it what? In what? Spirit and in truth. So our service primarily is not physical. So the fact that I'm in church cleaning chair and doing a lot of things is very, very important. But the primary fundamental service is what? In our spirit. Are we together? For God is my witness, whom I what? Whom I what? Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. That doesn't mean it doesn't serve me physically, but fundamentally, it's your spirit man that connects to God. So you see that spiritual wholeness is very, very important. So what are the benefits of spiritual wholeness? Give us three. And then we look at the path and then we close. Hallelujah. What are the benefits of spirituality or spiritual wholeness? When your spiritual mind is sound, what are the benefits? Number one, the first benefit we have is spirituality is important if one is to receive from God. Spirituality is important if one is to receive from God. John chapter 6 verse 63. Romans chapter 4 verse 17, and then you can put 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 14. The Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. Then the next thing he said was, the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and they are life. Now, when a man look at a man that is crippled and say, rise and walk. He spoke English, but it was a spiritual communication. Is that true? Is that true? Yes. So, that is why you can be in church where a lot of things are happening spiritually. People are receiving their healing. Somebody is getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. And in that same service, somebody else is chewing chewing gum. In that same tense atmosphere. Why? Because they cannot receive because their spirit is dull. Do you understand that? Somebody can be WhatsApping in a healing service and in a miracle service. Why? Because they are dull to the environment. Hallelujah. So spirituality is very, very important for you to receive, because when God is going to send something to you, he will send it to you in a spiritual form. An angel, you are trusting God for finances. Lord, give me money. You know, wake up one morning and angel Michael, no, Gabriel will say, mint, I'm here. God sent me from heaven. He had your fasting and prayer. Here is a Ghana must go of dollars. It will never happen. I am a good student of biography and history. I've only read of one man that kind of thing happened to. It may happen to many people, but there are few. And probably may not happen to you. God will give it to you in a spiritual form. And you may not receive it if it is not what? If you are not spiritual to receive. Altogether, you will not get it. Remember his testimony, he said on Sunday, God asked him to sow a seed. And what he sowed was more than half of what he was left. And then till today, Wednesday, nothing came in. See, it is foolishness. You have only money, but look at the month of July. You are almost passing out this month. Save that money. Save that money. Don't be a fool. But in his spirit, he was able to receive it. And then you will see the dividends. All together? So your spirituality affects what you will receive from God. The Bible says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have we have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. All together? You will never grasp it with your human understanding. You have to believe in your spirit that I have a future. You have to believe that my tomorrow will be greater. Looking at your physical circumstance is not possible. Altogether, looking at your, it cannot change. You are from low culture, you are from so and so village. Look at your certificate. There is no promising future. But in your spirit, man, you are seeing yourself in Dubai. Hallelujah. Hey, when you are praying in the spirit, you are seeing yourself driving a Lexus car. When you are studying your Bible, you are seeing yourself living in a comfortable house owned by yourself. But in the physical, it doesn't look like, but you care to believe in your spirit and say, Lord, I believe it. Hallelujah. So for you to receive from God, you have to be spiritual. Because one day God will tell you, stand up and move. And if you don't move, you will never change level. Hallelujah. One day God will tell you, leave Abuja and go to the village. And if you don't obey, you will never become wealthy. One day God will tell you, marry so 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 and so person. If you don't, you marry a prayer point. All together? You have to be spiritual to receive from God. If you are not, you will miss 99% of his instructions. And the way God leads people is by instructions. Praise God. So for you to be able to receive from God, you must be spiritual. More spirituality, more receptivity. Is that correct? More spirituality, more receptivity. Have you ever prayed for long hours and then you become more sensitive? Is it true? Has it happened to you? After praying for long hours in the spirit, you woke up and you're just sensitive. Nobody can deceive you anyhow. Hallelujah. The better your phone, the better your network. True of us. There isn't an iPhone and a prayer point, Techno China. It's not the same. 4G and 1G. Are they the same? So the higher your G, the higher your connectivity. Is that correct? You tap and you wait for it to load. And as you are typing, it has movement sensitivity. And so how it's approaching the screen is connected. That is the way your spiritual man is. You can be on 1G. God is talking to you and you are there loading. Like an analog Christian. You can be on 2G, 3G and then 4G maximally. When God say move, you say which direction you are moving already. When God say jump, how high should I jump? You are jumping already. Do you understand that? You are sensitive to his instruction. When God say wake up and pray in the night, he say no. And then you miss it. I told you a true life story. I was sitting around here on the office one day and then a lady from the family house to woke up to me, came, no, called me from the night, said, I want to see you. Okay, I want to see you. Say, okay, come now. Come and see me. So she came and saw me. She had not been praying for a while. And then she want to start a retreat from Monday to Friday, fasting and praying. Then she just left so that Monday she will start her retreat. Do you understand? Are you following the story? Are you following the story? Then by 11:40, she woke up. And she felt strangely that she should pray. I am having a retreat, Holy Ghost. Let me go come and sleep today so that tomorrow will focus on you. Is that not a good reason? That was how she slept. And 4 a.m. she had a call that her brother was dead. 4 a.m. She was bitter and crying that if she knew in her that if she had prayed, he would, and she never knew he was sick or something was wrong somewhere. An arrow, bam, the guy died 4 a.m. That was when she received the call. That sensitivity would have saved his life. He would have been alive today. You understand? So it affects your receptivity and instruction. There are people that will have broken forth financially if only they were spiritually sensitive. When God says, move into this business, no, there's no market here. Kukma, look at it, it doesn't make sense. When God says, go and study Hausa, me, Hausa, no, it's medicine. And you study medicine. And then you are there following government on strike now and then. Why somebody else can study Hausa and was a German registrar? Hope you know that. So simple instruction based on your spirituality will change your life forever. God will say, marry this young girl. All of us, most of us are here. So I'm using an example that related to you. God, marry Sister Agnes. What is wrong with my eye? Well, see Sister Judith. I have not seen her. It's Agnes. And then he went and followed fine sheep. And then you married her. And then after the marriage, you know you have really married Judith. Why? Because you, simple instruction, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your spirit will be alert like a 4G network to receive instruction. Because your change of levels are always, always, always based on instructions. And the more spiritual you are, the more you will receive. Number two, this is why we have to look at this. The main thing that will happen to us in our life depends on our spirituality. Now, this is different from the first. The first is what you receive from God is dependent on your spirituality. Now, the second one is what will happen in your life is dependent on your level and capacity of spirituality. Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 to 2. Galatians 4 verse 1 to 2. And then Matthew 7 verse 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now I say that the year, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from what? A servant, though he be Lord of all. Yes, verse 2. But is under tutors and governors unto the time appointed of the Father. Now, Matthew 7 verse 6, the Bible says, you don't cast pearls to swines. This is what that means. At my spiritual level, I cannot say I'm the spiritual authority in Lokoja. I am signing my death sentence. I am not. There are fathers in the land. Do you understand that? There are fathers that their capacity. You know, this is my president. I remember one of you know, remember Pastor Moyo, when he shared one testimony on campus. One man of God from Mina said, God has told him to pray over Mina. He went to Mina runabout. And he said, God has sent him to cast out the demons. What do you know? Demons are that runabout. That is why madmen are runabout. Do you know that? The next time you're checking, they don't know that there's a demon watching you, supervising your entry. Very, very true. You must know that. So that God has sent him to that man, John Mina, ran about. And then he went with his prayer team. La pekutaya la. It's not by tongues, brother. There are principalities, there are municipalities. How do you get that? Something like that, they are devil. That one is Africa. It's the domain. That, these are chairmen. There are some people that are over state and local government. There are some people that are over only phase two. There are people that you are laughing, the truth. There are people that are only over their house. There are people that are only their self. What God will put in your hand depends on your spirituality. That is what I'm saying. If God will give me this city, I have to upgrade and update myself. I have to be higher and hyper spiritual than I am. If God will commit Nigeria to me, I have to have the capacity to handle it. So long as I am a baby in spirituality, I will never handle it. There are demons are in levels. Hope you know. Demons are in levels. There are some that can speak in tongues. Praise God. Demons are in levels though. There are some that you can cast, there are some you cannot cast. How do you know that? Based on the kind of things you can command. So what God will put in your hand depends on your spirituality. If God sees that, how do you know that God will never give you money you cannot handle? If God notices that if I give sister XYZ 1 million naira, hey, she buys an iPhone, she's perpetually at home. I am busy. Her working step has changed. She cannot come for live vigil again. She cannot come for rehearsal because of 1 million in her account. Become pompous. There are people that want money to enter their hand, their English and their lifestyle change. They have behaviors in church changes. So God will supervise your poverty. It's not the devil now that's fighting you. It's God supervising your poverty. Because he wants you to go to heaven. He will supervise your account that once a big alert is coming, something will miss route. He will remain, you will remain at that level till your mind changes. Until when he give you 1 million, it means nothing to you. When he give you 1 million, say, okay, give me 1 million naira. You that say contribute 2,000 naira, you are not giving. I will need to give 200,000, you will never give. Say, wisdom is profitable to direct. You will never see 1 million. So what you can handle, you must grow spiritually, hallelujah. The kind of people, you know, the truth is, God cannot give me 5,000 capacity members until my spirit can handle 5,000 capacity problem.
Do you know that?
Yes. So what God will put in your hand, that is now every area of your life, God will never give you a good sister until you can handle her correctly as a brother. God will never give you a correct brother until you can handle him as a sister. God will not carry sister Moya and give him prayer point brother. But cannot even speak in tongues. Speak in tongues for 1 hour, 30 minutes sleeping. God will not give her to him. For where? No, not Moya. Hallelujah. God will not give means to a sister that is not serious with God. Let's go for choir rehearsals. I am busy. I want to sleep. I need to do my sleep theater. She will never find good brothers like that. Never. So what you want, upgrade yourself to that level. And then you have it. Are we together? Final reason at the benefit of spiritual wholeness is your ability to make right decisions and profitable steps is based and dependent on your spirituality. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15 and then Romans 8:14. Your ability to make right decisions, quality decisions, and profitable steps are dependent on your spirituality. But he that is spiritual judgeth what? All things. Yeah, he himself is judged of no man. For they that are led of the Spirit of God, they are what? That's Romans 8:14. Is that belief? Is that true? Yes. So we walk by faith and not by sight. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith and sight. So, profitable decisions in your life will be affected and based on your spirituality. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Alright. It is wisdom that when you graduate, you get a master's and look for a job and go for a PhD. But the wisdom according to the kingdom of God is seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And every other thing will be added unto you. Is that correct? I remember our auntie when we served, a medical doctor, the only daughter of her father and mother. Medical doctor, finished. And she says she's going to go to Jos for Capro and become a missionary. If that is your daughter, you will say your village people are working. Is that not true? You know what is Capro at all? You have to be called to go there. Praise God. And she was not married. And in Capro, once you are there, you are not permitted to be in a relationship to when you are done. That means she has two more extended years as a single. The only daughter of the father and the mother, a medical doctor. But where she is now cannot be compared to her colleagues that went straight and started practicing. You must learn to color your decisions with spirituality. How together? Because it affects the ultimate performance. People can walk ahead of you and start doing a lot of things and God can say, wait, don't do anything. And then once you obey, when you do your own, you can outshine them. Hallelujah. How long have Federal Roosevelt been a government pastor? How long? But civil service just came and they have guns, two of us. Federal Roosevelt, are they having guns? So not about how far or how since when you started working. Bible said the disciples started walking ahead of Jesus Christ and he went to pray. And when he finished praying, he overtook them or almost passed them, two of us. So you must call on when God say wait, you must wait. When God say move, you must move. All together. So your decisions will be affected. The kind of things you do will be affected by your spirituality. Hallelujah. Say with your neighbor, color your decisions with spirituality. Let us not see carnality around you. Hallelujah. Color it with spirituality. Don't be moved by what you see and what you can see and what you can touch. All together. Now, how do you become spiritual whole? Spiritually whole. How do you, or pathway to spiritual wholeness? The first pathway is salvation and an infilling with the Holy Spirit. And I want to add with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Are we together? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. So whosoever is born of Christ is what? A new creature. Hallelujah. You can never be spiritually whole if you are not born again. An And then if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you will suffer a level of amnesia or a level of problem until you are born again and you are a tongue-talking believer. Praise God. Come on, are we together? You can be a professor of X, Y, Z and different five fields. If you are not born again, your spirit man is not born again, you can never attain a level of life. And the Bible gave us a pattern of salvation, Romans 10, 9 to 10. That is the way to get saved. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9 to 10. If you are not born again, you will never experience wholeness in your spirit. It cannot happen. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, what will happen? This is the way. Until a day came on, if you have not done it today, we'll give you the opportunity to accept. Doing that is the first fundamental principle to spiritual wholeness. All together, be anybody in this world, if you are not saved, you are not spiritually whole. A demon is in your mind. No matter who you are, if you are not a believer, hallelujah, you are not whole. There is a dirty spirit in your mind, no matter how clean you look. So the first way is to salvation, and then get your mind filled with the Holy Ghost. And in case you don't speak in tongues today, I will pray for you. And you will speak in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You'll be baptized afresh with the Spirit of God, and then you'll be able to walk in the reality of it. Number two way is intimacy and consistent fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Mark chapter 14 verse 36. The first way I said was what? Salvation and being filled with the Holy Ghost. And now that you are filled, you have consistent fellowship with the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible says, God breathed or breathed to a man and he became a living soul. Now, and he said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto you. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless. Now, our emphasis is Abba Father. Abba means your source, your sustainer, where you are gotten from. Praise God. Now, if you take a fish naturally from water, it dies off. True? Okay, I say this plate is gold plated. South African gold. And then I remove fish from the water and then I drop it here. Will it survive? The Bible says he spoke to the waters and the fish came forth. True? That means the source of life for the fish is the water. It has to remain in the water to survive. Please, are you following me at all? If you bring a bird out of the sky, for long he will struggle all through his life. Our source is God. Once you disconnect from God, you start to die. Your spirit man will never survive it. Are we together? Once you disconnect from God, you don't have time for God in fellowship. Consistently, you begin to die. And your spirit, have you ever seen a system that is affected by a virus? You are pressing enter, it's doing shift. You are pressing pause, it's playing on its own. Or a phone that operates itself. Have you ever heard that kind of thing? That is what we call a malfunctioning situation. True of us? Yes. That is the way your spirit man begins to function as you depart from intimacy. Having time alone. If you are in a relationship, you discover that when you cease communication, things get wrong. True of us? Those are shaking their head very well, those are in relationship and they understand very well. Once you cease communication, it begins to malfunction. Because it takes it to sustain it. Most believers don't have time for God. That's why our spirit man or the spirit of many men is not sound. Many spirits are malfunctioning. Praise God. Because I disconnected from God. You can watch a seasonal movie for 7 hours, 4 hours. When you carry your Bible. Samuel. Ah, this prophet Samuel. 2 Chronicles. These kings, I didn't even like reading their stories. Ecclesiastes is Solomon. Ezekiel. Ah, no, not South Gate, no. Just, I'll tell you, just drop your Bible. No interest. You start to pray,
After 2 minutes, you are tired. And then you carry your phone and WhatsApp for 3 hours.
When you want to worship, you sing one song. I like tribal song. You sing your tribal song. Discover after a while, you stop. Your spirit man cannot function very well until you are spiritually sound. You must know it. As a young person, you must know it's the secret to life. Are we together? You must consistently fight intimacy with God. At all, everybody can go places. If you are not on WhatsApp, WhatsApp continue. How do you know that? If you don't have data, are people still browsing? If you are not on Facebook, somebody posting something. Even God was FOMO, fear of missing something. If you are not there, life continues. So people that die, somebody is even struggling for their phones to continue browsing. That is the truth. You must understand that your spiritual capacity is very, very important. You must fight intimacy with God. So that when God leaves you, nothing else matters. Number 3 is what we call the word of God and meditation. In Acts chapter 6 verse 4, the Bible says we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Is that correct? And then Mark chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeded out of his word. There are many believers that since January, today is what? 15th of July. They have not sat down alone and carried the Bible on their own to study. They are not here. Are they here? They are not here. Hallelujah. I'm talking about some people. How often do you study your Bibles? How often do you carry your Bible? Now, if I ask you now, if you see your Bible and your Bible is very clean, you're a suspect. Is that not true? You bought Mark's textbook for your son and he's going to school and he's coming back after school. Say, Daddy, I gave my textbook very clean. You know he didn't study. So when we carry your Bible, there is a way we'll know you are studying it. When we carry your phone, we'll know you are opening your Bible. And then when you study your Bible, it's not enough. There is a reading, there is studying, and then there's what we call meditation. And the last 2 weeks we look at the meditation of the Word of God. Are we together? So the more you meditate, meditation is like absorbing of food. It's your system. The more you meditate, the more sound you become. And then finally, it's prayer and fasting. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, Mark 1 35. Mark 1:35. Can we read it together? In the morning, yes. And prayed. Luke chapter 2, from verse 36 to 37. Hallelujah. Prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there was one Anna, a prophetess. The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, she was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. The next verse. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with what? Fastings and prayer, night and day. Now, these 4 keys I gave you are the keys to your spiritual wholeness. You do them consistently, you'll be spiritually whole. You do them consistently, your spirit man will be sound and healthy. Praise God. Did you understand what I've said all this while? Did it make sense to you? Can't be on our feet. I want you to pray in these few minutes and say, Father Lord, I want to be spiritually whole. Grant me the grace. Begin to pray now.
Wholeness, O God. Shabrata balakun sepreska baladash. Zabrate kebeleda bagabadash. Ensure you are praying want to absorb everything that have been sent, every word spoken. Sabata bata braka bata kabala da braka de belados. Separate kepete balada braka da baladas. Mam preskete bele de braka da baladas. Sabata bata balaga bata kabala da badas. Sabete kete kete bele de braka da balaga badadas. Kepete 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 kete kete kaba. Oh, that my spirit will be whole. That my soul will be whole. That my body be whole. There is a mystery behind being found blameless, spirit, soul, and body. Oh God, I enter into that reality today. Santis kete barasabalaba. Alam krate bete baroso potoko bete beleka. Please ensure you are engaging this moment. Don't let it go by. No one engage. Jesus, blameless, holy, holiness, holiness, holiness. Rabate kumbesi baraka. Arababas the holy in our spirit. There are some that need wholeness in the soul. Your mind is corrupt. Not necessarily that you are a Christian. God needs to touch your mind. God needs to touch your soul. He needs to do a renovation in your soul. Your soul needs to be touched. Some of you, your bodies are corrupt. God needs to heal your body. God needs to sanctify your body. Wherever you need wholeness, this moment is the time. Psalm 102, verse 13 says, "And you arise and favor Zion for the same time to favor her has come." Few more minutes, just ensure your prayer. Sakabash, Sakabeledai. Yeah.
spirit. God is touching somebody here today. Yes, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. the period, the moment when the Holy Ghost is working here, is doing new things. Hola Brasile Bada Sina Namayana.
We so much believe God for His presence in this place. Father, we thank You. In 10 seconds, just tell the Lord that all I have received today is stamped in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, in 10 seconds, just tell the Lord that.
All you receive is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Father, Father, look what you believe.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Like I said, the first part to spiritual wholeness is the salvation of your mind. In case you are here, you are not saved, and you want to give your life to Christ, I want to lift up your hands in case there's anybody like that. Is anybody like that? But I believe all of us are saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to pray for you. I want to speak to your spirit man in case there is something wrong. A spiritual negative influence over your spirit. I want to pray for you now. Do you want that? Or I want you to lift your both hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray anyone here that is not filled with the Holy Ghost, Father Lord, you promise us that Jesus Christ is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, I ask that Lord, you baptize your people. Anyone here not touch, I ask that they are filled right now in the name of Jesus Christ. As you open your mouth and begin to talk, the Spirit of God will flow through you in the name of Jesus. Now I speak to your spirit man. Engage, is here under any negative influence in your spirit man. I'm here anointed of God to speak to you that in the name of Jesus, I command your spirit to be whole. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over any negative influence, over any force, any power that is not of God influencing your spirit man. Anyone here obsessed in any way in your spirit, by the Spirit of God, I command that foul devil on the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, may your spirit be free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, now I command lightness on your spirit mind. Your inner man is strengthened. I am
Mande kapaladeha. I prophesy inner strength to your spirit man. Anyone here weak? Anyone here feeble in your inner capacity? Ayana makaya, speak in tongues for 1 minute for an impartation in your spirit man. Kapalade bayaka deha lakada bayaka dabalada. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues for the impartation in your spirit, man. Samalaha dekehia. Spirit around you, hallelujah. And then sometimes, and this one is somebody else, when you're sleeping, like you almost feel like somebody's with you on the bed, hallelujah. Is anybody like that? Anybody that I want to be signified, lift up your hands, let me pray for you particularly. Anybody like that? You feel like a spirit around. Sometimes when you're sleeping, you can almost feel like somebody's on the bed. Anybody like that? Let me pray for you right now. There's somebody having that kind of experience. Alright, Father, in the name of Jesus, it will be over now. Mante kabaladeya, kabaragadabaya dada. I speak to anyone here, hallelujah. Let's go down, hallelujah. I command that spirit now in the name of Jesus, from today, henceforth, I speak to you, you have ears to hear. Now, anytime God reveals a thing, it's going to be sharp. And I tell you, for you, it is over forever. Father, Lord, I speak as one authorized by you to cast out forces and let your people be free. I command that spirit of your mind and your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free of that oppression forever. In the name of Jesus. And every door that leads to them returning, I declare that they are closed. I declare that they are closed. I prophesy an impartation of strength to your inner man. No more weakness. No more weakness. No more weakness. In the name of Jesus. The least of you is declared strong. In the name of Jesus. Can you appreciate God?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable, 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 rapturable.